Not that he needs it, but New England quarterback Tom Brady is about to come into some money. Some of that comes from real estate, as Brady and his wife Giselle put their home in Brookline, Massachusetts up for sale for a cool $39.5 million. And if you're considering buying, I'll remind you that Brookline schools are excellent. Of course, that's only one financial windfall for the 42-year-old superstar. This week, New England gave Brady a 2-year contract extension through the end of the 2021 season, at which point incoming rookies will literally be less than half his age. The Patriots also upped Brady's salary this season from $15 to $23 million and offered $30 and $32 million for the following 2 years, making the next 3 years of Brady's life worth $85 million. That's enough to buy 2 homes in Brookline and a few Bentleys to sit in the driveway. Of course, in football contracts, there's always the fine type, including that not much is guaranteed. Which means some of this could be hypothetical. But Brady will also have the right to be a free agent after this year, which should pressure New England owner Robert Kraft to pay up. And given Brady's public support after Kraft's recent arrest, I'm guessing there's plenty of job security in Boston. In some ways, it's not surprising that New England has emptied its wallet for Brady's twilight years. Despite his age, Tom Brady is still perhaps the most efficient quarterback in the NFL, having led the Patriots to 2 of the last 3 Super Bowl championships. He's revered by New England fans, and he's pretty much the right hand of Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. So considering all the ways NFL teams waste money, this doesn't seem like such a bad deal. That said, Tom Brady is 42 years old. His body is now in a perpetual and inevitable state of decline. His injury risks go up every day, and recovering from anything beyond a hangnail might prove challenging. No matter how much of a freak of nature Tom Brady may be, he will be slower and weaker at 45 than he was at 30, and the defensive line that's pursuing him will not be. It's like Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. I get older, they stay the same age. It's nearly impossible to say whether New England's making a good decision here. From a pragmatic standpoint, Tom Brady is better than anyone else New England might put behind center. New England's quarterback depth chart reads like an XFL roster, and finding a top quarterback in free agency is like finding a kosher deli in North Dakota. So even if Tom Brady isn't the Tom Brady of old, it's still better than anything else they've got. And given the team's dynastic success, it would be nearly impossible, if not criminal, to break up the band to find a new lead singer. And yes, that was a Van Halen reference. There's 2 things to consider in the broader context of Tom Brady. First, it's remarkable that someone with his wealth and who is firmly established as the greatest quarterback of all time still wants to keep playing a game that comes with severe occupational hazards. Perhaps Brady is obsessed with statistical greatness or cares deeply about legacy, but I'm guessing it's more simple than that. I guess that in the end, Tom Brady simply doesn't want to stop working. It's not all that different than people of a certain age who could retire and cash in their 401ks, but don't want to. It's not that they haven't saved enough. It's that work isn't simply a way to make a living. It's also how we find purpose in that life. We can argue about balance, especially in the U.S., but it's something to consider with aging baby boomers, a whole lot who are considering their final contract extensions for a whole lot less money. And second, remember that in the case of Tom Brady, the outlier defines the rule. As much as we'd love to assume Brady is a testament that age is nothing but a number and the future is basically the movie Cocoon, I'd suggest that's just not true. What makes Tom Brady's success at 42 and maybe 43 and 44 so special is that you're not likely to see it any time again soon. Just ask Tiger Woods about aging. And yes, I know he won the Masters this year. He also missed the cut at the next tournament. And that's golf, where you can perform without the fear of a 300-pound lineman hitting you from the blindside. Brady's success in New England's steadfast fiscal trust should inspire you to run that marathon at age 50. Just don't expect to win. That day will come too for Tom Brady, either before or after his contract extension is over. Fortunately for him, he'll have more than enough in the bank not to worry.